The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Globally Local AFM to Tanta, Egypt today. With my lovely co-host, Henry, and me, Rudy, and Henry has assured me we will have so much to talk about. There's a galore of news for Tanta Egypt. And yep. Yeah, people, there's going to be a lot of information here today, so you better, you know, take your notes out. It's going to be pure comedy, is what I hear.
Yeah, just before we actually get into it, I just want to say this episode's going to be a bit shit, mostly because Rudy refuses to sync up. Other than that, content-wise, we have a wealth of content for you. Billions of news articles.
Shut the hell up! I will do this live on the episode. Refuses to sync up after 5 minutes of being edged to sync up.
5 minutes. That's not true.
My guys, they're like, Rudy, I'm going to count down. One, Rudy just sits there, hands ready to clap, not doing anything. You ready, Rudy? You ready, Rudy? Okay, one, two... No, three. He does it again. Then I clap. He's like, no, I was joking. Let's do it again. You know what? At some point, I'm sick of it. So I'm just bawling.
Okay. I'm just saying, dear listener, if you think this episode was shit, you can blame Rudy.
You blame Henry because he knows how to push my buttons. And oh, he pushes those buttons every chance he gets.
Am I a professional button pusher? Uh-oh, I have to sneeze.
You know what? That sounded sad. Make it more epic, Sid. Make it sound like, I don't know, like an explosion goes off. I have to
That's
sneeze.
Huzzah! Actually, this is kind of random, but today at work, one of my coworkers was calling someone, and like right as the person on the other end picked up, she like sneezed really loudly into the phone.
Imagine you pick up the phone, you basically hear a gunshot, yeah, like aimed towards you.
I laughed my ass off for like 3 minutes because it was just really funny.
I can imagine how that is funny.
All right, Rudy. So we've got Tanta, Egypt. Sorry, Tanta in Egypt specifically. What do we want
to
say about
small
Tanta?
Talk? We have to do small talk because we have this to stretch the rubber. Because if the irony was not understood, guys. Butt fuck of the middle nowhere is not enough to describe this location. I've never been so baffled by a city with so many people having almost nothing happen in it.
Well, I don't even think it's like some backwater town in the middle of nowhere. It's like right in like in the Nile Delta.
Yeah, it's in the Nile Delta, but nothing happens there.
Yeah, it's just that truly there's no news to be found. Maybe if you can speak Arabic and you can...
All I'm going to say is I was like this close to suggesting the local business of buy your tickets in the railway station to like Cairo or something.
I think that's pretty good local business suggestion, to be honest.
It's not that, but I was very close to doing it.
Yeah, I have something in a similar vein, I guess, later on. Yeah. Just as a preview before we actually get to the news, I have one article. It's from 3 years ago, and it's devoid of substance. So, Rudy, small talk. What do we got?
I mean, I am pretty happy that we are in Egypt, though.
Why is that?
Because Egypt is so rich with culture.
Okay.
One of my favorite Egyptian facts ever is that ancient Egypt altogether existed for longer than humanity since we had a calendar, because ancient Egypt was spanned approximately 3,000 or even more years, and as we all know, it's the year 2024 right now. So it's crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about that ancient Egyptians had archaeologists that studied ancient Egypt for them.
Yeah, that generally is pretty sick. Like, pretty cool to imagine. Because, yeah, that shit went back a while.
Imagine,
basically.
Nothing, like, change-wise, nothing happened.
What do you mean?
Like, now we have the problem of, like, global days where I feel like every, like, world-changing news drop on a weekly basis, right?
Right.
Because of the rate of information and, like, the technology and stuff.
Yeah.
But 3,000 years of ancient Egypt, and, I mean, there were, of course, like, a lot of inventions and stuff like that, but in the grand scale of things, holy shit, it happened so slowly, the change of the society.
Yeah. It's all been just exponential, basically, right? Like a really slow start, and then suddenly, boom, you're skyrocketing with shit. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
I would say that was actually very smart of me to say. That was actually really, like, very,
as you
very
can guys
smart.
See, milking those cows dry to the bone.
Yeah, ancient Egypt, I have something to say.
Want
to
talk about hippos?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's hear about hippos.
I kind of just think it's funny how an animal that looks so like that he's just vibing and chilling is one of the most dangerous animals in the whole world. Because it can fuck you up and nobody would even know it's you because they will maul you to no like recognition.
Have you ever seen like those videos of like the zoo like caretaker that's like brushing the hippo's teeth and then like when it's done as a reward it like gives it a watermelon and it just fucking crushes the bitch in like half a second?
Yeah
pretty sick.
Who the hell, because everybody knows the story that actually in my like mother tongue a hippo is the word for it is the horse of the Nile. And I know in other languages the same. And I believe in Latin, water horse or something like that. I'm not sure. But point being, who the fuck looked at that and said, that's a horse? I'm sorry.
Maybe...
It's African continent. You have zebras. That's more of a horse than a hippo.
Maybe, well, horse of the Nile, maybe it's just like a horse to cross the river, specifically. Thoughts?
Brother. It looks closer to a pig than a horse.
Well, maybe we can rename it to Nile Pig then.
The pig of the Nile.
Rebrand the animal.
Anyways, we can wait no longer.
All right.
It's time.
Unfortunately.
The news.
Do you want me to start?
Because if you have one, I'll just like you know take some pity on you.
Yeah, all right. That's classic sandwich style. Let's hear it.
Jaws, the Arabic reboot.
Oh, this is mine actually.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Can't be. Anyways, authorities comment on suspected reappearance. Key reference: reappearance of a tiger shark in Marsa Alam. That's the title of the article, and I want you to think about this. Suspected reappearance, huh? This motherfucker has been here before. Digging a bit deeper, lo and behold. Claims spread on social media report the reappearance of a tiger shark off the coast of the Red Sea, specifically in the city of Marsa Alam, which, yeah, I know we are in Tant Egypt, but people, I'm telling you, here's that thing. The spokesperson of the Egyptian Environment Ministry, Heba Matouk, explained on Saturday that the ministry has not yet received any report and what was reported in the past few hours about the reappearance of a tiger shark in Marsa Alam is incorrect. So far, so good, right? So why such a fuss for like a shark? Because I would assume if sharks live somewhere, it's not going to be just one shark. There's a lot of sharks, whatever. Why is this a news article? Well, turns out that in June 2023, a specific shark attacked a Russian tourist in the Red Sea, tearing him apart and devouring him completely, which is why any potential shark in the area leads to quite a ruckus.
I didn't know there would be sharks in the Red Sea. I thought for some reason that they thought, nah, not here. But
I'll
just
break
being
your
chilling.
Brain in a minute. You know what I recently found out? After actually doing this research and then randomly... A friend of mine sent me a cool fact on Instagram.
Yeah.
Did you know that sharks lay eggs?
That's not true.
Go on, Google it.
No.
Google shark eggs.
You literally.
Google shark eggs.
You cannot, like, get me to Google shark eggs in the middle of this episode, no.
Do it, and I will tell you, it's the weirdest-looking dragon-esque thing you will find. People Google shark eggs.
But sharks don't actually lay eggs. Okay, they lay eggs, I guess.
They lay eggs. They fucking lay eggs. I also thought that no, but they do lay eggs.
Okay. So why have we not eaten a shark omelet yet?
Well, I mean, I assume that maybe not all sharks, but some do, at least. And those eggs look hella weird. For people who will refuse to Google it, you've seen dragon eggs in, like, I don't know, like, movies? Like weird shaped spiral forms, basically like a seashell by the look of it. That's shark egg. The one picture I'm seeing right now, it literally looks like just a huge screw. Another one I see has what it looks like it's an organism of its own, but it's an egg.
Well, technically that is an organism, no? In a sense.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
I don't, crazy. Actually, Rudy. I'm being pedantic right now.
Yeah, okay, go on to your news article. I want to hear all about your interesting news.
5-year-old child dies after drinking a cup of water. Yeah,
what?
That's the one
what
I chose to rock up
with. Fuck. Oh my god. Henry, what the hell?
I'm sorry. This was the only one that I thought this might be mildly not garbage. And that's saying a lot, I think. So, let's hear about this. Child comes home after a warm summer day, has a cup of ice water. Iced water reduces, like, heart rate. And in this case, so much that basically heart stops. Boom. Dead.
That's your article.
That's my article. And I think just before you say anything more, this was the closing statement I had on this. It's a good reminder to stay wary of the heat, you know? Take care of yourself. Be smart. Drink water. Not too cold, though. Not too cold, but a little cold.
Fucking... It's a... What the hell?
That's all I got. That's classic Egypt for you.
We are never, ever allowed to go in Egypt with this podcast. If we ever become anything, and we do actual, like, guest appearances or tours or some shit like that, for future reference, people of Egypt, I am fucking sorry. Then again, your freaking fault. Do something fun, report about it in Tanta.
Yeah, I agree. You can't blame me for using actual news.
Jesus! God damn. I didn't know a cup of water can kill you, I will be honest, but at the same time, that's such a sad way. It's basically like that freaking American Pie joke. I think it was American Pie, where it's like, Mom, I know we haven't talked about it. I haven't asked for years, but I think it's time. I want to know how my father died. Choked on a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, it is a pretty tragic article, but at the same time, it is a good lesson to know about. Just make sure that you don't drink too cold water, because it does make sense that that might be bad for you on a very hot day. That being said, when it was summer and, like, really hot, last time I experienced summer, I was fucking chowing down on ice cubes, so I'm not the one to take this lesson.
He was. He was basically the opposite of a ice dispenser machine. The sounds were the same, but the ice was going in rather than out. Just...
Alright, Rudy, let's hear the next piece of news then.
An end to an era? Question mark?
5-year-old
child dies. Flames have spread.
Alright.
What
Sorry.
The fuck? No, please, let that die. Let that die. No pun intended.
It
let
already
that die.
Did. All right. Sorry.
Flames have spread across Egyptian social media that the TikTok platform will be banned in Egypt by October, coinciding with a lawsuit in the US. And then, well, actually, no statement thus far has been issued by the official authorities in Egypt, whether the Ministry of Communications, the Cabinet, or the concerned authorities. At the end of June, MP Mohamed Ezad Arafat submitted a briefing request to the House of Representatives requesting a ban on TikTok in Egypt, which, people, I'm sick of tired in hearing this. If you're gonna do it, do it. Stop holding it over people's heads. This has been going on for, I believe, the third or fourth year. In all around the world.
I agree.
First, India wanted to do it. Sorry, what?
Well, India did do it, no?
Did they?
I thought they did. But I don't know. I don't really follow that kind of news.
Maybe they did, but I'm skeptical because I see... Or maybe I'm being racist for I'm gonna say seeing a lot of Indians on my TikTok, but...
Classic Rudy. Rudy the
classic
racist.
Classic Rudy.
Gone. Yeah, no, but no, I do agree with you. It is shit that's been talked about like forever. So let's get to it, or let's fucking drop it. I agree.
Because it's also like, okay, now here's my bone to pick with this issue. Honestly, like, I'm so annoyed. So TikTok seems to be like under scrutiny a lot in various different parts of the world, and I think the main reason is because China, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to ban it, then do it right. Ban Twitter, Facebook, Snap, and Instagram too. Because essentially, why are those any better? Because this day and age, for example, I don't use it, apart from like incognito porn, but Twitter is... yeah, but Twitter is such a... I can't believe that these days, Twitter is used basically as a political platform at this point in the US. Like most of the information that we find about politicians all over the world is from Twitter. All the news, all the like big like talks, all the interviews and stuff like that, everything they want to say, they just do it there.
Yeah.
And yes, I have a bone to pick with everybody who is like, oh, Elon Musk, big person. I don't know if you realize, people, but that man, he at this point kind of controls the world.
Yeah, I'll just agree with your bottom line of it's all kind of shit in the same way. I'll let you ramble about specifics.
Okay, this is an entertaining podcast. That was my old man ramble, but I'm just saying, like, okay. You know, people fucking... If you're gonna do it right. Either it all or not at all.
Okay, so here's my counterpoint to that, though, even though I just said I agree. China bad. America
but
good.
China oil.
China oil?
China oil.
Deposit some money in my bank account and maybe I'll change my opinion, China. Let's see.
Actually, Instagram, if you're listening to this rant, would be crazy if we would get some ads to go to South China, right? For our listeners, there was an ongoing try of me and Henry. We did actual research. It was a social experiment, it was. Because everybody knows the story of these social media apps listening to you and advertising to you exactly what you talk about, right? So we were like, mm-hmm. How about we want it to happen and we want tickets to South China? Never got a single ad. It never got a single ad. But do you think it's basically because there are none that are like readily available for us, or like it's too obscure of a reference? Or because it's when you ask about it and the algorithm is actually not going to give it to you?
I think it's because we're in too deep, Rudy. They know that we know too much, and therefore, in our explicit attempt to get
it... So what's the leverage? Like, why are we still alive?
It's because when we don't think about it, they give it to us. But when we do, when we're trying to coax them to give us the ad, that's when they very smartly withhold. That way we can never prove the truth, yet we know it is true.
No, it must be because of our fans. If we stop recording episodes, they know. The fans will know that Big China, Big Oil, or Big FBI got us. So the moment we stop recording, FBI is done. I'm sorry. The uprising will start.
That's true. Watch out, people. The beginning of the apocalypse is the end of this podcast.
Listen, you think I'm joking? I got like... somewhere out there, crazy white girls just because I'm gay fanning for me. I got she, her gays out there, you know, rooting for me. I'm standing up for the masses, for the unwashed masses.
Very good, Rudy. maybe you should suggest to them that they go wash themselves, just as a thought. Other than that, maybe ad? It's time for an ad.
Yeah, all right. I think so too.
Catch you at the flip side of this shower then. Has the following ever happened to you? Hi, Grandma. It's been a while. How are... Oh, shit. Yep. Yeah, holy fuck, she's dead. Yeah, just slipped off the stairs, banged her head on the way down. Poof, yep. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Well, I guess that's just another day at the races, huh? Unfortunately, hundreds of grandmas slip off the stairs each day, resulting in their tragic demise. However, this is no way to send your grandma off, is it? Introducing the Ultra Pyramid. With our patent-pending technology, we'll be able to build your grandma a tomb that suits the size of her kindness. Twice the size of the Pyramid of Giza. For only 3 billion euros, your grandma will get her deserved rest place. And as a bonus, we'll even throw in one of the original blocks from the Pyramid of Giza. But please hurry, as we will only be able to serve the first 2.3 million customers until the Pyramid of Giza blocks run out. Get your dead Nana the Ultra Pyramid today.
The only thing missing from that ad was the grandma screaming as she falls.
Well, let it be known that grandma's screaming was searched, but not to much success.
So. What abhorrent shit did our ad person find searching for that sound?
I think stuff too abhorrent to include, unfortunately. Anyway, I think it's a really great idea because in a sense you can have a block of the Pyramid of Giza in her tomb and Tutankhamun will be entering your grandma. And I think that's really good. That's something she really needs.
Holy jeez! I'm sorry, I said a lot of things about Italians. That's unhinged! Tutankhamun will enter your grandma. They're about the same age anyways.
Right, ready? Are you ready
yes,
for the
weather news? And for the weather news, ladies and gentlemen, do we have a rowdy calendar for you? First, let me tell you that the temperature average of the daytime will start at about 31 Celsius and drop to about 28 Celsius throughout the month. The nighttime average will be about 15 to 16 Celsius. But now for the main course, let's go week by week, shall we? The first week of October, oh, sunny, funny, and always lovely. The second week of October, whoa, coming in for a second swing, even more sunny weather. The third week of October, say with me now, did you miss me, sunny? That's right, indeed, even more sunny. The fourth week of October, bringing it home for all fun run, we have our winner, the sun. But don't you worry, folks, as there's still the fifth week of October, with more sun. Did I get you there? No, alright, happy frying, folks, and have a good day.
Margaret, we fucking talked about this. You gotta give me something to work with. The fucking... Think about my ratings.
Oh, the sun really hitting a home run in Egypt, by the sounds of it.
That's, yeah, seems to be the case.
All right, well, then let's keep an eye out. And on that note, everybody close your eyes, please. And imagine this. You walk outside and are immediately overwhelmed by the weather. Wow, it's quite cold today. I better put on my winter coat, you think. Now, bundled up nice and warm, you're finally able to go outside and conquer the cold wintry days with a 25 degree average temperature. As you walk outside, you enjoy the beige-colored buildings as you have come to expect from this part of the world. Suddenly, a realization hits you like a truck. The narrator of this little segment has run out of ideas on how to describe various cities in the Middle East. I mean, fucking hell, this is like the fourth episode about a city in the Middle East. What on earth is the wheel trying to tell us? I don't know. Think not further though, little human. for you must not seek out that which you cannot know.
The wheel is
a
god.
So if having a meta-epiphany sounds like fun to you, then maybe Tanta can be your next destination.
Yeah, I mean, we mere mortals do not understand the wheel. I think me and Henry are actually have been running a simulation of what happens if actual artificial intelligence gets created and humans become secondary and don't understand AI's actions, because the wheel, let me tell you, it rules, it bounds us, it spins, all right? It be spinning.
The wheel spins, and may it never stop, for on the day it stops is when we will all be doomed.
So true. So this podcast, we are the countdown to Armageddon. Bible, that's the missing page. Anyways, local businesses.
All right. Well, what I've got is really, you can't go home without grabbing a jar of sand if you're in Egypt. Thoughts?
I got a jar of sand. Henry wouldn't get that reference because this motherfucker here, and I'm calling you out, has not seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I haven't. So, I've got a jar of sand, but that's because I'm, in a weird way, fighting desertification in Egypt. So yeah, my local business is buy a jar and get sand.
What?
So, there you go.
Oh, Lord. Mine is, well, this one actually I'm a bit curious about. So if anyone goes and checks this one out, let me know how it goes. One thing you should know about me, folks. Rules are meant to be broken, right? But I take it one step further. I have decided that I am no longer bound by such simple concepts as, for example, the calendar. So my suggestion is to go and check out the Christmas store on the street of El Fatih. The only problem is that Google Maps says it's literally in the middle of the street. So if you get run over, just remember to never mention my name. You can do that with Henry, though, because he's already in jail anyway.
It just sounds like it's coaxing you to go to the middle of the street so you can get run over.
Yeah, whatever. I'm in my Christmas mood already. Let's fucking go. Local radio.
All right, good for you, Rudy. Then for the local radio, I've got Nogum FM 100.6. They had some pretty funky electro music playing, which felt somewhat home in a 2012 COD montage. So if that's your Monday morning vibe, then there you go. The perfect radio station for you.
My very original is Nile FM at 104.2 FM. For what I can only assume are the sounds of the River Nile. If you ever wanted to hear some hippos slapping their meats against each other, some people getting chomped by a crocodile, or some gurgling of drowning zebras, this is the one. Also good for closeted gays, because we all know that the Nile is a river in Egypt.
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah, all right, good one.
You didn't get it at first?
It took a moment to process.
Please remember, this sad piece of shit was brought to you by Tom Huza.
Excuse me.
Colossal Pangu on Twitch. 000RUDYS 000 on Instagram. 3 0s Rudy's 3 0s on Instagram. Find Henry on.
Yep. Today you can't find me. Sorry.
Honestly, based as fuck, get me out of here. Where do we go next?
Next we go to, drumroll please, but don't even bother because we're going to... I forgot. Let me conjure this up.
Okay, this is the saddest episode we had so far.
Let me conjure this up.
The wheel is spinning in my head.
And it's landing on...
Can we stop?
Port Louis in Mauritius.
Port Louis in Mauritius. Hopping in my cannon and on my way. Light it up, boss.
See ya.